is Love Your Work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative entrepreneur, find your unique voice, find the right mindset to succeed, and be the first to capitalize on new opportunities to make a living making your art. I'm David Cadavy. If you want to join us here and Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app. And if you want the very best of Love Your Work, if you want the gems that I've discovered in my thousands of hours of research into history's greatest creators, all in a short weekly email, sign up for my Love Mondays newsletter. That's at cadavy.net/Mondays. Big creative projects are daunting. It is so easy to burn out and procrastinate. The problem is, creative problems don't get solved in one go. It just doesn't happen that way. In medicine, there's a concept of the minimum effective dose. It's the minimum dose at which a medication will elicit a response. If you follow Tim Ferriss, you hear him mention minimum effective dose quite often. You also heard about the minimum effective dose of weight training back on episode 160. Now I'm going to tell you about the concept of minimum effective dose as applied to your creative projects. I call it minimum creative dose. Thank you so much to our new Patreon supporters, Tim Courtney and Nick Wander. Tim says, been meaning to become a patron for a while now, so just did that. It's worth far more than a beer per month. Your support means so much. It is literally what keeps this show going. We've had several sponsor-free episodes in a row now. You know, sometimes we get approached by sponsors and it just doesn't feel right for the show. So it's great when people are supporting it, people who are listening to it. So every single one of these episodes that we've had for, I don't know, like last month or so has been brought to you by our Patreon supporters. And I'm always asking myself whether or not I should keep doing this show because it's a lot of work and, you know, I've got to be getting something out of it. If it wasn't for these Patreon supporters, I would end up having to do all the production myself or pay for the production team myself. And that just would not be sustainable at all. So they are literally making this show keep going. So I thank you so much for that. If it weren't for the Patreon supporters, I wouldn't just be asking myself whether I should keep doing this show. This show would be done. So I'm thrilled that you get the joke, as Seth Godin would say, those of you who are supporting, and even if you're not supporting financially, if you're doing so through sharing on social media or reviews on Apple Podcasts, I really appreciate that. Seth Godin, speaking of Seth Godin, by the way, he's going to be back on the show with a new episode next week. You can start listening to that episode right now if you want to. All you have to do is support on Patreon at the $5 level. You'll have access to the raw interview uncut right away on your own private RSS feed. Go to patreon.com/Cadavy for details on that. Again, that is patreon.com/Cadavy. Here's the article. Minimum creative dose. Big creative projects are daunting. They're so daunting that we often fail to begin before we even try. But if you try merely to give the project the minimum creative dose, passive genius will take it from there. Mountains of research show that creative problems get solved while we aren't actively working on them. But to take advantage of this phenomenon of passive genius, we need to first prime our brains with basic details about that problem. We need the minimum creative dose. The minimum creative dose is the minimum amount of work required to get your mind working on the problem in the background. It's the minimum amount required for passive genius to take over. Instead of trying to write that report, spend 5 minutes writing in a scratch file every random thing you can think of related to the project. Instead of trying to sit down and come up with a logo idea, spend 5 minutes collecting the logos of your competitors. Instead of sitting down to book flights and hotels for a trip you haven't even planned yet, spend 5 minutes brainstorming what you'd like for your trip to look like. Any of these tasks may feel hard at first, but they each feel much easier than setting out to find a solution right away. When you're done with this first task, give yourself a day, a couple of days, or even a week to attend to other matters. Now come back and do the exact same thing. You'll find that it's suddenly gotten easier. Instead of struggling to think of details about the report, you'll find yourself writing it. Instead of trying to think of competitors' logos to find, you'll find it much easier to come up with ideas. Instead of stressing over your travel itinerary, you'll have a little more clarity over what your trip looks like. What happened? Passive genius took over. While you were working on something else, generally going about your life, or even while you were sleeping, your mind was taking that minimum creative dose and running with it. Try it. Next time you find yourself facing down a beast of a creative problem, give your mind the minimum creative dose. It may only take 5 minutes, but by the time you return to the problem, it will be as if you had worked on it for hours. Is Love Your Work helping you find your unique creative voice? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation you need to become the creator and human you want to be? If so, please be a part of making this a special and nourishing and thoughtful show. Support the show on Patreon. You'll be an even bigger part of this show than you already are. If you contribute just a coffee a month, you'll be helping support the hosting and production of Love Your Work. Everyone has some unique creative gift to offer the world. Together, we can give people the tools they need to bring that work into the world. The world will be better off for it. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/cadavy. This is a different kind of model for supporting the work that you love. The choice is yours. Vote with your dollars, put your money where your mind is, and keep Love Your Work going. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/cadavy. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at patreon.com/cadavy. That's patreon.com/KA, D as in David, A, V as in Victor, Y. And if you can't support the show financially, and you've listened to at least 3 episodes, can you do me a favor? Write a review on Apple Podcasts. You can consider it your donation to help support the show. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsors Roxana Maynard of Agility Alchemist at agilityalchemist.com and Paula Spriggs, and top supporters such as Jeffrey Mason and Vitas Pinkovicius. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Cadavy, Inc.